Our scripture reading, second part of our scripture reading for today, is taken from the Gospel according to John, and it just continues where Wes left off. And I want you to think about this blind man and the experience that he has had. He meets up with Jesus, and Jesus realizes that he's blind. He makes mud, puts it on the man's eyes, and he says, "Go wash." When the man washes, he can see. And the man is blessed. I mean, he's excited. Wouldn't you be? Wouldn't we all be? Wouldn't be great? But then come all the questions. And then come all the doubts. And that's where we kind of had left off. First, you have the Pharisees who don't believe. They don't believe that this man was really healed by Jesus. They've questioned him already and doubted him already. So now we come to the Jews, the Jewish authorities, not necessarily the people. Okay? The Jewish authorities did not believe that he had been blind and that he had received his sight until they called the parents of the man who had received his sight, and they asked him, "Hello? What did Jesus do for you? Amanda, are you there?"
"Oh, sorry."
I couldn't remember the exact quotation, and I knew it when the next one was coming was, "Is this your son?" But I, you know, "Is this your son who you say was born blind? How then does he now see?" Well, his parents said, "We know that this is our son and that he was born blind, but we don't know how he sees, nor do we know who opened his eyes. Ask him. He's of age. He can speak for himself." Now, his parents did this because they were afraid of the Jews. For the Jews had already agreed that anybody who confessed Jesus to be the Messiah would be put out of the synagogue. So they say, you know, "Go ask him. Go ask him. He's of age." Okay, we've got everybody in the story so far, except for the blind man, is saying either Jesus didn't really heal this blind man, he was never blind to begin with, he wasn't born blind, or this isn't the same man at all. Now, I've always found it interesting in this story that they go to the parents and they say, "Is this your son?" I mean, was there really some doubt? Did he change in appearance other than the fact that he could see? There's no reference in Scripture to the fact that he looked any different other than the fact that he could see. But yet they go to the parents and they say, "Is this your son, the one who was born blind?" Now, you know that some of those Pharisees and Jews, Judaic authorities, had to know this blind man. They had to know him. So why are they asking anyway? Because he's been healed. And they don't want to admit it. Because in some ways, he's not the same man he was before he received his sight. Because in some ways, yes, he has changed. He's still the same physical man, but inside he's changed. Jesus did this for him, and he's still trying to figure out exactly what happened, but he thinks this is pretty amazing, and he's celebrating. But because the Pharisees and the Judaic authorities and the synagogue authorities and probably anybody that was standing around that day were all very skeptical about this because they couldn't explain it scientifically or they couldn't explain it historically. They couldn't explain it genetically, or they couldn't explain it with some sort of reason. It was mystery. They don't like it. So they're going to question it. So, for the second time, I'm reading again, Amanda. For the second time, they called the man who had been born blind, and they said to this man, "Give glory to God. We know that this man, Jesus, is a sinner." And the blind man answered, "I don't know whether he's a sinner or not. One thing I do know, that though I was blind, now I see." And they said to him, "What did he do to you?" Now, the man's already explained this like twice, right? Okay. What did he do to you? How did he open your eyes? And he answered them, "I told you already, and you wouldn't listen. Why do you want to hear it again? You want to catch him in something, a lie, or something like that? Or do you also want to be his disciples?" Can you imagine how angry the Pharisees and the Judaic authorities would have gotten at that one? Then they reviled him, said nasty, nasty things. And he said, "You are his disciple, but we are disciples of Moses. We know that God has spoken through Moses. But as for this man, Jesus, we don't know where he comes from." Oh, so that's the problem. He's not linked to all the uppity-uppity of society. He's not linked to the, synagogue temple leaders. And he's not linked to the Pharisees. And he's not linked to somebody who's important in the world. We don't know where he comes from, so we're not going to validate this. And the man answered all of them, and he said, "Here is an astonishing thing. You do not know where he comes from, and yet he opened my eyes. We know that God does not listen to sinners, but he does listen to one who worships him and obeys his will. Never since the world began has it been heard that anyone opened the eyes of a person born blind. If this man Jesus were not from God, he could do nothing." This is the blind man telling the authorities. Here's an amazing thing. How come you can't get this? I've been told as a blind child from infancy about God's amazing deeds and power. And I've been told that nothing good can happen without God's power. And now my eyes have been opened, but you all, you're the ones who are blind. Well, they just about had fit at that point. Can't you even imagine? I mean, now crowds begin to gather around him. It's getting a little dangerous out there. And they answered him, "You were born entirely in sins, and you're trying to teach us?" And they drove him out. Now, where are the blind people in this story? Who are the blind people in the story? Who are the blind people in our world today? Who are the ones that constantly scoff and be skeptical and be, who are the ones that if I say this family received a miracle, they say, "No, it's just medical technology." Can it not be God working through medical technology to help this miracle happen? Come on, people. Do you honestly think that all of the medical knowledge we have now didn't come from God? Because I don't. I believe that everything, all knowledge and wisdom that we receive comes from God. We have to have our hands open enough to receive it. And I know nurses and doctors and pathologists and oncologists and everything else you can name who receive from God all they need to be able to help people. And it's the same thing if you look in teaching. It's the same thing if you look in business. It's the same thing if you look in farming, in industry. It doesn't matter. Do you think all of the knowledge that we have about farming today is just because people are really, guys that farm are just really that great? Now, guys that farm are really great. They are. But they will say they're blessed. They're blessed. God gives them wisdom and understanding. There will be good years, there will be bad years, but sometimes we get miracles. And they give thanks. Why is it that these authorities, these people who are in charge, can't seem to understand? Can't seem to get it from this man who's blind. He's been blind since birth. I say the blind man is the only one who can see in this story. Everybody else has put their blinders on because they don't like what they're seeing. Because they're not in charge and they're not in control. I also say that when we are willing in our own lives to surrender control to God, not to other humans, but to God Almighty, when we're willing to surrender our lives to God, we will receive miracles. Oh, I don't know if a blind person will necessarily be given their sight or if a person who can't walk will suddenly get up and walk. It may not be that kind of miracles, but I see miracles every day. And we can receive miracles every day. But we can't do it if we're so full of ourselves and our own knowledge that we're not willing to let God come and put mud on whatever area needs some work and then ask us to go wash. Now, your task this week is look for the areas of your life where you need to get muddy and then get clean. Where you need Jesus to put some mud on and then you need to go get clean and receive the miracle that God truly wants for you. Receive the miracle of a new sight and a new way of seeing. Let's pray. Lord God, every moment of our lives is truly in your hands, whether we want to admit it or not. Oh, we can fight it, and we can resist it, and we can pretend it's not, and we can pretend that we're in control of everything, but the truth is, you are Almighty God. Lord, we ask you to help us be more like the blind man than the Pharisees and the synagogue authorities. Help us be more like the blind man, willing and able to receive whatever we need to heal us and make us whole, to cause us to rejoice and to celebrate in our souls, to allow us to feel the Holy Spirit coursing through us, to surrender to you, Lord, everything that holds us back from you and everything that impedes our journey with you. Let your Holy Spirit fill us so that nothing else can. And we will see. Amen. Our hymn of invitation today is I Love to Tell the Story. And I pray that for every miracle you receive in your lives, you do tell the stories. Because it is important for all of us to continue to tell the stories of Jesus and of the love that Jesus has for us and for the love that Jesus wants for the whole world. Please stand and sing.